are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Mae Adam. Joining me first up, Jana Bukak. Good morning, Jana.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And we want to talk about a very important event coming up, the Walk of Hope.
Yeah, our 2023 Walk of Hope is coming up on Saturday, September 9th. We're going to have registration starting at 8:30 a.m. and the event is going to start at 9 a.m. So this is an event that's held annually in Pierre to increase awareness around resources available to the community surrounding mental health and substance use and suicide. And we really want to decrease that stigma surrounding mental health disorders, suicide, and substance use disorders. So that is our theme this year, Stop the Stigma.
Fantastic. Yeah, there is a lot of misconceptions, a lot of questions about, you know, what's available, how to go about getting the help that you need. And this is a great opportunity to learn more.
Yeah. So the Walk of Hope is being put on by the Foundation of Hope, which is a program of Capillary Counseling Service. So that's a community mental health center that serves the peer and surrounding community. So we are certainly a resource for those that are struggling, but there's also other resources in the community, including some of our private practitioners, some who are sponsors for the event, Missouri River Counseling, Rise Consulting and Counseling. And then we also have Rising Hope as a sponsor. So we all know it's very important to this community to raise awareness and break the stigma down.
Definitely. And you've got a featured speaker who is going to be part of the festivities as well.
Yeah, we have a Dr. Melissa Ditburner. She's from the University of South Dakota. She goes by Dr. Mo. She's going to be sharing a story of hope and healing and really talking about how this can happen to anybody. And that's what we're really doing with breaking down that stigma of making it people understand that, you know, that thought process of this will never happen to me is just not true. It can happen to anybody.
Absolutely. And for folks who are curious, how does this work? Do they just show up? And yep. What's going to be going on for them to be part of?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, registration is going to start at 8:30. So please feel free to show up anytime around then. We're going to have a 9 a.m. start. Brewbirds will be there to provide coffee for those early morning folks that maybe need some caffeine. So please bring some cash with you. And then we'll also be selling t-shirts as well as Pura Vida bracelets to mark the occasion too. From there, we'll start the event. We will have a speaker. Dr. Mo will kind of share her story. Then we'll do the walk around the Capitol. And then we will come back for the remembrance ceremony, which is where we release those balloons in honor of our loved ones we've lost.
So it's going to be a wonderful event, a great way to help those and just get that information out there. Like you said, it's really important.
Yeah. And like I mentioned, we really want to promote that healing and provide those resources to the community. We hope we have a great turnout and we'd love to see everybody there.
That would be fantastic. If folks want to look a little more into this before they come out, where can they go to do that, Jana?
Yeah, they can look at our Facebook page, Foundation of Hope, or if you go to Capital Area Counseling's website, we have a link there as well to the Foundation of Hope, the Walk of Hope coming up, or they can call Capital Area at 224-5811.
Fantastic. Yes, it's a very important. It's going to be a great event as well. And like you said, the more the merrier. So go on out and be part of the Walk of Hope.
Yes, please. Hope to see you there.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping in, Jana. And I'm sure it's going to be a well-attended and popular event this year to, you know, help with that healing and that learning about it's okay to ask for help.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
There's Jana Bukak joining us about the Walk of Hope. You can find out details also on the community calendar. We've got that up there on the KGFX page. Coming up, we're going to talk about the South Dakota State Senior Games with Kelsey Nash after this. Continuing along with People in Your Neighborhood, joining us, the executive director for the South Dakota State Senior Games. It's Kelsey Nash. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to talk to you again, and we are getting closer to the state games here in Pierre and Fort Pierre, aren't we?
Yeah, we're 8 days away from starting up at about this time. Next Thursday morning, we'll be kicking off our state senior games with golf at Pierre.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. You've got a number of different activities that are going to be taking place. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, so just a little background. The South Dakota Senior Games, we're in our 39th year of existence. They started in 1984. And it's a way for people 50 and older to be active and get out and enjoy different activities. And there's also a little bit of competition involved. So if you are interested in any of our events and activities, we have about 22 different events that people can participate in. Just to name a few of them, there is archery, badminton, basketball shooting. There's like 3-on-3 games in basketball. You can shoot free throws or field goals. Beanbag, you know, cornhole, a lot of people know it as cornhole. So there's beanbag, shuffleboard. Of course, we have team events like softball. You can pair up and play pickleball with a partner, badminton, and a full slate of track and field events as well.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of different opportunities there, which is great. If people in the future want to get involved and be part of the state, the senior games that you've got going on, how do they do that and where can they find out more about it?
Well, our state game registration deadline is tomorrow morning, bright and early at 8 a.m. So you have just one more day to decide if you're going to participate in the state games in Pierre. You didn't have to pre-qualify or anything like that. Anyone age 50 and older is welcome to come participate and join on in. If you are interested in joining, you can go to the SouthDakotaSeniorGames.org website. On our little right side, there's a tab that's got your registration. It says enter now. And if there's a schedule tab on there, and you can see what games are available and when they're available. Our little booklet is under the schedule tab under the state games. So you can check that out. We are still looking for participants. So get signed up. Again, by tomorrow morning, our system cuts off at 8 a.m. So you got to get in before that. The other thing we're looking for is some volunteers. Mm-hmm. We're still looking for some people to help volunteer through the games. It takes a lot of behind the scenes help to put on these games, and we've been working with the Pierre Area Chamber of Commerce and as well as many other organizations throughout the Pierre area, and we need some more people to sign up. We're looking for definitely some help at our registration table, mostly in the early morning, sometimes in the afternoon, later afternoons, but if you've got a couple hours that you could spare next weekend from Thursday the 7th through Sunday the 10th, we would gladly take you. You know, you just kind of hang out at our registration, you hand out information. Sometimes you're giving out medals for some of the participants, and you just get to sit and be part of a great thing for our state.
Yeah, some fun opportunities there and to learn a little bit more about what goes on. So that's great. If they want to volunteer, how do they do that again, Kelsey?
Well, there are two ways you can do it. First of all, you could just call the Pierre Area Chamber of Commerce. They're kind of ramrodding our volunteers this year, so mm-hmm. Get a hold of them. Again, the Pierre Area Chamber, and they can hook you up. Or you can get a hold of me directly. You can email me at sdsrgames@gmail.com, or you can call me at 605-295-2039. Or just go through our Facebook page. You can message me through Facebook. You can, get a hold of us that way. One of those three ways would be real easy.
Excellent. So, yeah, volunteers, sign up, be part of this. And participants, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be here before you know it. So make sure you get signed up today. Because, like you said, the cutoff tomorrow morning, it's going to be here quick.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I'm really looking forward to start going through all of our registrations for this event next week. My entire Labor Day weekend is planned around getting medals lined up and packets of information for all our workers. So that's the fun part of my job for me is to do that. So I'm looking forward to seeing how many people we have signed up for the weekend and just get rolling next week.
Yeah, it should be a good time. Some great venues lined up. And get in on it one way or another, participating, volunteering. It's going to be a lot of fun. The South Dakota Senior Games here in Pierre and Fort Pierre. And 7th through the 10th, so lots of fun ahead.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We have an awards banquet on Friday night next week where we give out our Hall of Fame awards and several other awards. And as you said, we're really spread out over the entire Pierre Fort Pierre area. You know, we are up to Grey Goose area for our cycling. We're out at Farm Island for archery. We're at the Pierre Riggs and the Stanley County High School for a couple of events, of course, the Hollister Field for track and field. So we're really utilizing our community of Pierre there, and thankful to those groups and organizations that have, you know, joined in with us to help us put this on. So we really appreciate all the effort that's being made by the groups and organizations in the peer area.
Yeah, it takes a lot of hands to get this done, and that's great that you've got that backing for the games. And I know you're going to enjoy those, as will the participants.
I hope so. That's the goal, right?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for chatting with us this morning, Kelsey. I know it's going to be a big success when you're out here in Pierre and Fort Pierre.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
You too. Thank you, Dave.
You bet. Bye-bye. There's Kelsey Nash for the South Dakota Senior Games. It's going to be happening again the 7th through the 10th of September, and you can find the details on the community calendar page as well. So there is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Mae Adam. Getting ready to check in with Jen at Paws Animal Rescue for your Wet Nose Wednesday update. That is coming up for you next.